Well, shit. Think we're live. What's up, everybody? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV. It is Friday. Thought we'd never get here, but here we are. Friday, the Packers have their last day of practice prior to leaving on a jet plane for the Bayou, taking on the New Orleans Saints in prime time, Sunday Night Football. Can't wait. Really excited. We'll be covering it all here for you guys. Cheesehead TV. We'll be going live, well, 7:45 Eastern, probably. And then have a pregame watch party, hour of postgame. Unless, Corey passes out, it will be late at night. So we'll see. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you can join us. Josh starts us off right away with a super chat. Nags, who is better all time without Driver or Sharp? Please remember, I wasn't old enough to witness Sharp's career. Don't roast me in front of everyone. The all time wideout. I see what you're saying. It's Sterling Sharp, and it's not even close. And I know Driver is the all-time receptions leader, receiving yards leader in Packer history, and he's an incredible story and was incredibly productive for Green Bay throughout his tenure. But Sterling Sharp was a man among boys and was 10,000 times better as a wide receiver. And that's no knock on Driver. I mean, Sharp was better than almost every receiver I've ever seen. I mean, maybe Jerry Rice, maybe. Maybe Randy Moss. Maybe. Those are the only two guys I would put ahead of Sharp. That's how good he was. So, yeah. Dylan Beamer, continuing on with the Bill Murray theme from yesterday, offers up Space Jam as the greatest Bill Murray movie. Sorry, incorrect. Although I will say, I still quote to this day Bill Murray's line in that movie when someone mentions anything about defense. Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't play defense. I love that line. Fantastic. You know what? I think it's time. I think it's time for let's do this, shall we? Let's get hype. Cody just delivered us our hype video for week three. I think I should share it with you all. Let's do this. How do you not get hyped for that? Oh my goodness. And Cody stayed up extra late last night. Busy week at work, I gather. So give him some extra love on Twitter if you can. Cody, you're the fucking man. That is awesome. I told you it was going to get harder as we got into the season. He committed to 16 weeks, 16 games. That's all I'm saying. He said it, not me. So now he's committed. Now he's got to deliver. So far, so good. Because that was fucking awesome. Man, God, I love Packers football. Come on. ESPN football guy, any Cheesehead TV hoodies you can buy? Are you kidding me? We got so many hoodies you can buy. Let me show. I won't show them, but I'll throw up the link here for you to peruse at your leisure. There you go. Boom. It is in the comments momentarily. There you go. It should be, yeah, it should be added there. I think you came on Twitter, so it should be on the Periscope link for you. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Jair going to go off. Breeze doesn't throw downfield anymore. Best screen defender I've seen in a long time. Michael, you ain't kidding about that. Look at the smoke or whatever, the wide receiver screens that teams try to run either on the perimeter or in the slot. It doesn't matter. He is a fucking wrecking ball in those plays, and I absolutely love it. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Keep up the great work, Nagler. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you for the support, Mike. It's really nice of you. Thank you. Well, let's go back, make sure I didn't miss any super chats. Didn't get any
Aaron, you missed the super chat.
comments later. Trying to avoid those. All right, there's the Space Jam one. So no, I don't think I did. Awesome. So is Adams out for Sunday, John? Not officially yet, but I suspect they'll declare him out sooner rather than later. Didn't practice either Wednesday or Thursday. I mean, he could potentially surprise us and show up and practice today, but I'm not holding my breath, some might say. What else we got? Jace in danger of losing role due to drops? Not yet, John. I mean, if it becomes a perennial weekly thing, then yeah, that definitely could be a problem. But Yeah, no, they're not going to demote him or, you know, diminish his role just because of a couple drops in a game. Absolutely not. Although, I tell you what, if he doesn't start holding it on, I'm gonna make a fucking t-shirt that says Jace Stonehand Sternberger. I'm going to make the t-shirt. He was put in the bad last week. Can't have that. Can't have it, Jace. Got to hold on to the game. That hype video gave me goosebumps, right? Come on. Who's responsible for the Portuguese tweets? Doing a great job, Julia. That would be Tyler, our social guy. He's amazing. And the bomb diggity when it comes to what he does. It is fun, though. I mean, I tried, like, when we were first building the site and the audience and stuff like that, we always say we're dedicated, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. So I always try, if someone tweets me in a language, I try to respond. You know, obviously I use Google Translate, but I do try to communicate in their language as best I can. Patrick, our friend in Europe, who sent us a super chat on transplants, will attest to my butchering of French, but, you know, I try. At least I try. Bob Tonyan has looked pretty damn good. Daniel, I agree. He looked pretty damn good in the summer, too. And look, that's, you know, you look at Tonyan, and of course he did miss a lot of last year due to an injury. But, you know, tight end, the path for a tight end to be productive and to really flourish in the NFL is roughly 3 years. It's hard for guys to come in and just be productive and do everything that's asked of them right away as a rookie or even in their second year. So, you know, if Jace doesn't ball out humongous numbers this year, I have little doubt it'll arrive in year three, but I do think as the year goes on, you'll continue to see Jace mature and flourish. But for Tonyan, he's right on schedule. I think he's going to continue to be a really valuable piece of the offense, no doubt about it. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Jace's drops remind me of a certain top wide receiver with a hamstring injury in his second year, just saying. Yeah, I mean, Davante Adams struggled with drops. James Jones famously had major issues with drops. And then went on to lead the league in touchdown catches. So, you know, it is one game. It is early. Nancy, wouldn't you like to know? How did my date pan out? It was actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie. If Adams doesn't play, who is your breakout player of the week? Well, you got to think if Adams doesn't play, they'll undoubtedly be keying on Aaron Jones. So give me Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard or Jay Sternberger in a bounce-back role. No, probably Alan Lazard, though. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Would you rather have a duo of prime Reggie White and Bruce Smith or Charles Woodson and Darrell Revis? Oh, my God. Imagine. Whoo, baby. Golly. I mean, that's the old, you know, what's more important, pass rusher coverage, right? Man, I want to say Reggie White and Bruce Smith just because I think disruption is so important. I mean, I love Woodson and Revis, obviously, especially with Woodson's versatility, but yeah, give me Reggie and Bruce Smith. AMH Matters, thanks for the super chat. Is Kamara enough to overpower our defense? I mean, yes, in the sense that I think the middle of the defensive line is going to get a workout. And I know Kenny practiced yesterday, and that's a great development. We'll see if he's out there again today. Hopefully he's able to go. But even with Kenny in there, they have their work cut out for them. And I know a lot has been made about Thomas maybe not playing and that limiting or diminishing the Saints offense, but man, they're too dangerous, and Kamara is way too dangerous for the Packers to, you know, even take one slight, you know, breath of, oh gosh, at least we don't have to face Thomas. It doesn't matter. Kamara is definitely enough to wreck the Packers. What else we got? What else we got? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't miss that one. I got a red one here. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. Brooks, no injury or Jordy? Ooh, good question. Probably Jordy, but with Brooks, I mean, man, I don't know. That's a tough one. I'd probably take Jordy, though. Popeye's Beef, thanks to the super chat. When LaFleur was hired, Peyton said there were hiring mistakes with the young coaches and was excited to play those teams. I hope he eats that. Thank you for reminding me. I had totally forgotten about that quote. I know he doesn't name LaFleur, but it is during that hiring cycle. Baby! Now I got to go find that. Thank you. Thank you for the super chat, and thanks for the reminder. That's amazing. What else we got here? All we have to do is watch for screens, honestly. Jay, I'm not so sure I agree with your police work there, buddy. I think they got to watch for anything and everything from Kamara. Screens, wheel routes, and running between the tackles. Off tackle, zone stretch plays, everything. Kamara can wreck them in a whole lot of different ways. That's, yeah. That's problematic. I've been harboring. I guess so. I like it, Popeye's beef. I'm all for it. Let's see. Just making sure I didn't miss any super chats. I have no complaints about Dylan in the little bit we've seen. Looks like a solid pick at this point. Sly, I very much agree. And he's only going to continue to get better. And he is great insurance in case, you know, you lose one or the other of Jones or Williams. And he gives you leverage and or continuity next year, no matter what happens with the contracts for Jones and Williams. You know you have Dylan there with a year under his belt. So I love that pick. Sean, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, Packers win the Super Bowl each of the next 2 years. Do you think Rodgers retires? He'd be the same age as Elway, be a nice capper to his legacy. I think there's a chance that that happens. I mean, I know he's talked a lot about wanting to play into his 40s. But, yeah, I mean, the possibility is there, no doubt. But as far as, like, the same age as Elway, like I said, he has stated often he wants to play into his 40s. And, look, there's plenty of evidence of quarterbacks being able to do that now in a way that when Elway retired, quarterbacks were not doing that. So I suspect, yes, let's live in this dreamland of the Packers winning two straight Super Bowls. I'm all for it. Yes, of course. Vote for it. I'm two Super Bowls 2020. I'm in. Does he retire? I think there's a good chance, but I also think there's a decent chance he wants to continue to keep playing. So that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Steven, I hate waking up at 2 a.m. to watch games out here, but I hate primetime because I'm at work during the games. Looking forward to smoking the Saints, though. Yeah, the primetime games are I used to love them when I was just watching as a fan, but now as someone who creates content around them, oh, it's rough, man. Especially when I'm in the studio. It'd be one thing if I was here in my home, but man, I'm in the studio. I get the game gets done and then making videos and blah, blah. I'm usually home around 3, 4. Ain't no fun. Ain't no fun at all. Is there a risk we lose Jamal within the year? I mean, other than to injury, I doubt it. I mean, if you're talking about a trade, I would be shocked. Can never say never, though. I keep saying if somebody calls, maybe I don't doubt they would listen, but I think they really value what Jamal brings to the offense. And I'd be shocked if he did anything other than just play out this year. I have a bunch of saved tweets about people ripping the LaFleur hire. Oh, Jonathan, those are so sweet, aren't they? I hate waiting all day for kickoff. Matt, I hear you. I hear you, man. It's tough, especially when you wake up, you're so excited for football, and then it's, I mean, imagine being one of the guys who has to play in the game. LaFleur yesterday was talking about, you know, waiting in the hotel, and I guess they had a cornhole tournament when they were in Minnesota, and that was for a noon game, a noon Midwest game. But I can't imagine, like, that 8 a.m. Eastern kickoff all day. Ugh. No, thank you. I just hope for a good game. Drew Brees noodle arms, all the Saints fans are talking about on social media. Well, you know, it's pretty apparent. It's hard not to wonder and look at it and say, so I understand why. Especially for a team that has continually kicked the proverbial salary cap can down the road in New Orleans because they keep trying one more push for another ring with Drew. That's why I think the Packers and the Saints are great kind of comparisons when it comes to how the Packers are going about things and how the Saints are going about things in regards to how they are constructing their roster, how they're looking to the future or not looking to the future, as the case may be with the Saints. And, you know, it's going to be fascinating to watch play out because both of those teams are chasing a ring with their quarterback who has one, would love to get another. Very divergent paths that these two teams have taken to try and get there. So just fun to watch. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Primetime game, West Coast are great. Over before 9. Yeah, but you got to live on the West Coast. Hello. I can't. The West Coast, man, I can't do West Coast. I just can't do it. I just wake up and I feel like I missed 3 hours of whatever's going on. Like I'm late to a party always. That's the West Coast. Jennifer, happy Friday. That's what I am talking about. Thank you very much. Joshua, chance we can win. Chance? A chance? The Packers have more than a chance. The Packers should win this game. I'll throw that out there for you. The Packers should win this game. A chance. But never tell me the odds. Mr. Inglewood. Thanks for the super chat. You guys let these guys shirt shame you into all black? No, I just like felt like wearing black today. I like black. I wear black on the inside because black is how I feel. Or wait, what is the line? I wear black on the outside because black is how I feel on the inside. Shout out Morrissey before he lost his mind. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Where can I send you some West Coast beer? It's the only thing that makes living out here survivable. Dustin, I appreciate that. The easiest way to go about it is to send it to the LiveX offices and studio. If you go to livex.tv, you'll see our website. And if you, on the bar up on top, it'll give you options for things you can click on. One of them is about us and where the office is. The address is there. Just send it to the address, care of my name. And that's where you send it. Nuclear family, thanks for the super chat. In regards to Jordan Love, I'm not mad that we traded up. The Saints love Mahomes. They probably regret not trading up to get him. Learn from them. I'm all good, man. I'm all good in the hood. Like I said, two very different ways of going about things. No doubt about it. Dustin, thanks again. Rodgers 2020 dropping dimes and suck it signs. I don't know. Did you see the shirt the McAfee crew put together? That's pretty great. I love that. Oh, God. Now we've got arguments about beer in the comments. Man, people, just drink what you love, man. It's all good. My good friend Matt Bowen. I used to make fun of him because he drinks only like Bud Heavies and Natural Light and all this garbage beer that I hate. But he has really brought me around to, man, just drink what you love. Just drink what you love. You know, it's all good. Well, somebody, Gary, saying Olympia beer sucks. I mean, okay, that's your opinion, man. But if someone likes it, let them drink it. It's fine. It's like the whole, you know, what you're wearing thing. Just wear what you dig, man. It's all good. Now I see why your beer supply is so lit in the studio. Daniel, I can't help it if people want to send me beer. I'm never going to say no. I got to admit, it's pretty great. Best beers are cold ones. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. You could not be more correct. Jay Walker, thank you for the super chat. Daron Armstead is rated the best by PFF. Do you think Z will destroy him? I don't know about destroy. I think he can make hay there. I think a big part of it, though, is getting the ball out of Drew Brees' hands quickly. I think you're going to see a lot of that. You've seen that through the first 2 weeks, really. The key is for the Saints staying ahead of the sticks, and I think they will, and that's due to Kamara being able to run the football. I think Peyton's going to smash mouth football early on. They're going to want to make the Packers commit numbers to stop the run, and once that happens, they're going to go play action every time. Peyton I don't see him changing his stripes here, especially without Thomas, most likely. I mean, can Z take advantage of that matchup in a third and long? Probably, but they got to get to third and long. Roberto, thanks for the super chat. Is Kenny Clark playing for Sunday? We don't know yet, Roberto. He did practice yesterday in full pads, which is obviously a very encouraging sign. We'll see. They're set to practice here in about an hour, and we'll start to get news reports about whether he's there, whether he's participating, et cetera. And then the final injury report will come out later this afternoon, and then we'll have a better idea. It's trending the right way, but we don't know for sure yet. The Packers have an elite player at every position except inside linebacker and tight end. Agree, Nags? Go Pack, go. Dan? Every position except for... I mean, yeah, that checks out, other than maybe safety. I don't know who's elite there. Adrian Amos and Darnell Savage really have to improve their play, in my eyes. I think they're good, solid players, but certainly not elite. Who is on the lineup for interviews? We have LaFleur and Aaron Jones today, and then it's TBD. Usually they'll pull one or two more guys. After practice, they'll say, hey, can you come talk to the media, etc. Right now, the only one that is for sure is Aaron Jones and Matt LaFleur, obviously, who's going to be talking here in a little bit. Or actually, today for Friday, LaFleur talks after practice. So it'll be like later this afternoon. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Euchre season. Man, I don't want to talk about the Brewers. I don't want to think about the Brewers. It was hard watching that game last night. Brewers are hard. Brewers, let's just get through this season, man. Tommy, snacks. Well, it sounds like he's going to be visiting Seattle. And look, here's the thing, man. Everyone's talking about they want snacks. And look, you guys know, anybody who's been here all offseason, I wanted snacks. But the Packers made an offer. There's not much more they can do. It's pretty clear that Snacks, who didn't even know if he wanted to play this year, he doesn't want to play in Green Bay. He's an older guy. You know, he's got some rickety knees. He doesn't want to be playing in the cold for the second half of the season. It takes two to tango. You can make an offer, which the Packers did, but there's nothing that says the free agent has to say yes. I think Brian's done what he can, you know. Savage is a disappointment so far. Lots of time left, though. Matt, I agree. I think for a guy that you traded up for, you know, has a full year under his belt, I wanted to see more of these first 2 weeks. And I hope, like you say, that continues to trend in a better direction. Because, look, we all remember Nick Collins as a potential future Hall of Famer. But his first year and a half, really, he wasn't amazing. He was good. He was solid. But he wasn't the incredible player that we got to know and remember until a little bit later in the second year. So I'm hoping Savage has that light come on at some point here. Because so far, for a guy, like I said, that you traded up for, you targeted, and was supposed to be part of solving the problems there in the back end, I'm not going to say he's been a problem, but he certainly hasn't been as good as you'd hoped. Do we see Malik this weekend if Adams is out, or do we see multiple tight end looks? Zach, I think we'll see lots more tight ends. It'll be similar to what we saw last year when Adams missed four games. You'll see a heavy reliance on tight ends and running backs, I would think. Now, we'll see. Last year, they had Jimmy Graham, and even though we as fans didn't love that matchup, it's clear Aaron Rodgers did. It's clear that he and LaFleur thought they could take advantage there. But I do think, we'll see a lot more utilization of those groups rather than bringing up other wide receivers. I remember Collins kept dropping several picks as a rookie. Funny considering how his career played out. Yeah, I mean, you know, it takes time. It's understandable. Like, I'm not here to bury Savage in any way, shape, or form. It is, like I said, his start has been a bit disappointing, but there's certainly a lot ahead of him yet. A lot of potential for growth and to round into playing as a top flight player, which is obviously what you hope. But I mean, there's still a lot of ball game left in his career, no doubt about it. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers. We're going to hear from LaFleur and Aaron Jones later. And then the final injury report will be out this afternoon. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. And if you're so inclined, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. It supports everything we do, including 5+ hours of live streaming each and every game day, including this Sunday night. Corey and I will be live starting about 7:45 Eastern all throughout the game, post game. It's going to be a lot of fun. But if you can't support on Patreon, totally dig it. I understand. Just hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.